Amen. Are you guys glad to be here? Say with me, dimensions. I need to get this word through, but it's only for intelligent people. If you're not intelligent, it's not going to work. I didn't say uneducated. Intelligence, okay? If you're intelligent, you will get this and you will understand it. And these are secrets that'll make you grow in a sense of that I've seen so many people fail in this thing. And I was weeping. I said, God, it is time that we have a pure revival, not based on entertainment and great music. And the CDs we listen to, we know it. We need a revival of power. The devil will not settle for anything less than power. Pharaoh, only by the fourth sign that Moses came to Pharaoh, when he turned the sand into lice, the sorcerer said, "This is none other but the finger of God." There's a level of power. 1, 2, and 3 signs, they could still imitate it. The church is playing games where we play small things and the devil can imitate those things still. But when we're going to step into a place where creative miracles will take place, that is where the devil will even say, "Listen, I'm out in this thing. This thing is God. This is none other but the finger of God." And I told you what the finger of God is. I told you what the finger of God is for those that are here, that we're here, that's in our church. It speaks of the prophet. So, say with me, dimensions. There's a difference between levels and dimensions. And I'm going to use some terminology. I want you to be intelligent. If you don't understand, just act like you understand. Clap hands. And the Bible says, by faith, we understand. Are you with me? But let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 8. 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 8. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, "My camp will be in such and such a place." Next verse. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there." Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Next verse. Therefore the heart of the king was greatly troubled. Greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" Next verse. And one of his servants says, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha." Say with me, Elisha. "None, my lord, but ECC." Elisha. The prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. Next verse. So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Next verse. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" I want you to explain this to you. Are you guys with me? So, three dimensions. So, you can come and stand on the pulpit. And Lloyd, you can stand on the pulpit. So, you can go down. I'll stand next to you, God. Okay. I am the man of God. He is the servant. Okay. Elisha and the servant. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do? We are surrounded by armies." Next verse. So Elisha answered, do not fear, for those who are with us. Say this with me. Say, those who are with us. Say it like you know it is real now. Say, those who are with us are far more, with us are more than those who are with them. Say that, are more than those who are with them. So he answered, he says, do not fear. Next verse. And Elisha prayed and said, does it say God said? Does it say Elisha prayed? Okay, just remember that, okay? So Elisha put his hand on him, prayed, and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. And we stop there usually. But the verse goes on and it says this, all around Elisha. Listen. Elisha was standing next to his servant. The servant's eyes opens up. His spiritual eyes open up. I pray that during this conference, that you'll see heaven, that your eyes will open, that you will see the angels that surround you. Every person has an angel or more. And I taught you that this morning. Have you seen? Now he's saying, he says, Elisha is talking to his servant. He says, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. God opens his eyes. And he says, he saw horses and chariots of fire. Chariots of fire. One chariot is maybe 2 meters in width. Are you guys with me? He saw chariots of fire moving round about Elisha. Now his eyes opened where Elisha was standing next to him in the natural. When his eyes opened in the spirit, Elisha was very far away from him on a mountain and surrounded by chariots of fire around him. In the natural, there are ministers, whether they're prophets, apostles, evangelists, doesn't matter, men of God, that many times we eat with them, we drink with them, we talk with them, and we think everything is fine, and we have forgotten the gift that is in them. Because in the natural you can be close, but in the spirit, his servant found out very quickly how far away he is from him. In the natural, they were next to one another. When his eyes opened, it was another dimension. Elisha was in another dimension than his servant. The other thing that strikes me is that the servant saw chariots of fire round about Elisha and not round about him. So where's God's protection now? God protects Elisha so that Elisha could protect him. I'm going to get deeper. I'll explain to you. Because we have too many people speaking against ministers. As if it is like nothing. The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter chapter number 1. It says, speaking to, they are brute beasts. Speaking against dignitaries. Those in authority. Not fearing anything. I can take you to that scripture. Bible and the book of Jude saying these ones, they are worse than Yannis and Yambres. Meaning they are worse than the sorcerers that was with Moses. When we speak against people that God has anointed. I made a decision a very long time ago. If I sense the anointing on somebody, my lips are closed. Because I might just speak against somebody and disapprove something that God and heaven has approved. If you want to see favor on your life, say with me, zip it. And that is it. That's all you need to know. Okay. And I'm saying this to my church. I protect my church. I love my church. I want our church to honor gifts, to honor those whom God has appointed. You know, there's a few things that can send you to hell. We'll not get into tithing. You might backslide. But do you know that if I don't tithe, the gospel is not preached to some, and they die without knowing the Lord. So, let's get back to the dimension. So, His servant was standing here. Elisha here. His servant's eyes opened. All of a sudden, he saw his master far away. And chariots and horses and chariots of fire round about his master. And he realized, but wait, there's actually a difference between me and him. But when his eyes was not opened, he thought they were the same. I like to preach truth. I don't know where my people are at, but I like to preach truth that you can understand spiritual dynamics. God never leaves a city or a nation. He leaves a man. I know that went over your head. Okay. So, same with the dimensions. There's levels and there's dimensions. You know, we always say this, Eckhart, if I stand here by you like this and I put this against you, can you read there for me? Can you read it now? When we are too close to a gift or with something that God has for us, we can no longer appreciate the value and we become familiar. Dimensions. Okay, you can go sit down. Say with me, levels. Say dimensions. There's a difference between levels and dimensions. The problem is many people submit under ministers that are operating in levels. And they wonder why there's no breakthrough. They wonder why nothing is happening in their lives. They wonder why there's just dull going through the motions. And they're not under a dimension. Now I need you to stay with me because it's a very powerful message and I'm not going to be long. It's almost late and we need to prophesy. So just stay with me. A dimension, and tomorrow I'm telling you the Shekinah glory will come in. If you're standing in the back tomorrow, you'll be pushed down by God himself, not by man. Man won't push you. God will, you will be like, you will feel the weight. And I said, God, let your Shekinah come in. You'll hear tomorrow what it is. Let your Shekinah come in. Let this place not be Ichabod, which means the glory has departed. But let the glory of God be in you. That if you're sitting under the sound of my voice, if you feel goosebumps over you, if you've seen the prophecies, if you have... Mark, where's Mark that I just spoke to now? Mark, did I ask you before the service how old your dad is? Did I tell you here how old he is? I mean, yes, I told you here how old he is. Okay. Where God speaks, he is. The Bible says that Adam and Eve walked in the Garden of Eden with the voice of God. So the voice of God was walking with them in the Garden of Eden. Where God's voice is, never be with a man who used to hear from God. Be with somebody who is hearing from God. Amen. So listen. So say with me, levels. Say dimensions. A level is something like this. I'm down here, I'm fasting and I'm praying for many years. And God says, okay, you can go one level up. I'm like, yes, I can now pray for somebody, they can fall over. Now I pray and I fast and I go up another level. Now, I don't know, I can maybe run a home cell group or something, okay? I've gone another level. Dimension scientifically contains 7 levels. So when you go from one dimension into another dimension, you go 1, 2, 3, and you go 7 levels up. So which takes others 10 years through going in levels, can take you to 1 month by entering into a dimension. And I have entered some dimensions. I can tell you I have entered some dimensions. Listen, a dimension cannot be opened by somebody on the outside. It can only be opened by the person on the inside. The Bible, Jesus says, seek and you shall ask and you shall have. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you from the inside. You knock. He didn't say you open the door. Somebody must invite you into that dimension. Any person who has caught and has run a major revival on this planet, you will see them tapping into a dimension of somebody that has gone before them, that has released it upon them. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger. Are you guys with me? I have tapped into dimensions. I'm not going to tell you how to tap into dimensions. If you can't knock on the door, you find a window. If you can't find a window, you break the roof. But you find a way to get into the dimension. When Jesus was on the mountain, they were in a dimension. He was with two of his disciples, and they saw Moses and they saw Elijah. And Peter says, let us build for you immediately tents right here in Cambia. And they were in a dimension. Came down the mountain, and the other people came. And one man came and said, listen here, your disciples, I asked them to cast out a devil out of my young boy who's epileptic and having fits, and they couldn't cast out the devil. And Jesus said, you bunch of perverts. He said to his disciples, who could not cast out a devil, you are perverts. Tomorrow will be half. Okay? Don't worry. I'll only say it to you if you're a disciple of mine. So he says, you bunch of perverts. This perverse whole generation. How long must I bear with you? And he says, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting, Jesus was speaking of levels there, not dimensions yet. When Jesus walked on the water, he was looking for a boat, couldn't find a boat. The Bible says he was looking, couldn't find a boat. And he said, screw this, I'm going to walk on the water. And the molecular density of the water began to submit to him, because he came out of another dimension. We are living in the third dimension, which is controlled by time, space, and matter. But when you are in the spirit, you are in a dimension that does not controlled by time, space, and matter. And in fact, the lower dimension submits to a higher dimension. Scientists will tell you this. Are you guys with me? Say with me, dimensions. I feel we need to invite people. Listen. Okay. No one will be invited into a dimension. Nobody will be invited into a dimension if you act like that. Okay. Listen. ECC is not a level. We are a dimension. That is why somebody can walk into the door and begin to scream as the demons come out of them. You haven't even heard it during, while you're praising God, people are screaming as they're coming into the door, because they're entering a dimension. And this thing is not a thought. I had an angel telling me to plant this church, which means that you're here by the instruction of an angel, not by instruction of a man. And this work will grow. And we'll plant churches, you'll see it. I don't even have to stress. I know what dimension God has called me in. Just 3 weeks ago, the same angel came to me, and I'm not speaking of pizza dreams, eh? I'm speaking of an angel. I know there's some people, they say they see angels every day. If they say that, it's not, you don't believe that stuff. I've had 3 angels coming to me in my lifetime. 2 of them is the same. I don't know who the other one was, but 2 of them were the same. And 3 weeks ago, an angel spoke to me about a dimension and said to me this, and I didn't tell anybody. I just spoke to my oversight, and that was it. And I will release it in the due time, whenever it's ready. And these are things, this dimensions. Dimensions is 3-dimensional. In the level of the anointing, where we operate in levels, always have to lay hands. When a dimension comes into the place, people can stand in the back and receive what God has for them. And I know the time is so little. You know, we have 400 people here tonight. You know how much that is in a small little building like this. I'm telling you. And we are just trying and beginning. So don't get offended. Don't give me the look. I really just love God so much. Every day I'm just like, God, I love, when I'm in my house, there's so much peace. It doesn't matter. I've been sued. I've been attacked. I've been falsely accused. I don't know. There's just a peace that I have. Because I know when I get into my room and I lift my hands, I've seen people, listen, when people come against us and it makes God upset, I've seen them lose their lives. And this is by no joke. I've seen one young man just stop breathing. Instantly just stopped breathing. Who hated me, who ran after me with a knife. And I won't go into the other things. But say with me a dimension. Listen, when Eckhart was standing here as the servant, and him seeing me next to him, the fact that Elisha's servant could not see the distance, it is what we call a spiritual reality distortion field. If you study it in science, it is a barrier between two things that divides space. It looks like it's small, but it's far away. Too many believers are living in a spiritual reality distortion field. That is why they find it so easy to come against ministers and speak against them. Because they think, but oh wait, I eat with this man. I drink with him. I spend time with him. And I find it easy to speak against him. Because no longer do I see the gift of God in him. Don't look. When the biggest thing is when people get close to me, they'll see my weaknesses. And they'll forget the gift. And then they take offense and they leave. Because they take offense, they've seen the weaknesses. There's not one man of God that is perfect. Otherwise, he would be Jesus. And, you know, we are church. And I know all your sins. I counseled many of you. So let me, okay? So don't judge me if I just don't look like I'm doing something that is right. Say with me, dimensions. Listen. Dimension is like this. It's like, I remember we were in a service, and in fact, it was the service where I prophesied over Dionne, and I saw an angel flying into the service, a huge angel, and only maybe two people in, and that was in Krugersdorp or somewhere, and only two people could see the angel. Others couldn't see the angel. Spiritual reality distortion field. They're unable. They're not discerning. They're not in that dimension. It's time to step into a dimension. Get invited into a dimension. Listen, if I see an anointing I love, I don't care what, I run after that anointing. I do everything to tap into that and get it. And that is those that are around me that knows how we operate. Listen. Put for me on Ephesians. I wonder if I must say this, or is this going to be too much now? God protects Elisha so that Elisha, by the grace that he has, can protect his servant. Put for me Ephesians 4 verse 7 on. Listen to this verse. I want to share something with you. Grace has many dimensions. I understand the grace that we all receive at salvation. Then you have the measure of grace, which is the measure of the gift of Christ. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. But to each one of us, say to every one of us, say this, to every one of us, say this, say to me, was given according, to me, grace was given. Say to me, grace was given. But I must listen to this, say according to the measure of Christ's gift. But we don't know what it means. We think Christ that died on the cross, that's the measure of grace that's been given to me. Listen, if you don't understand this stuff, it's okay. This is our church, okay? We'll lay hands on you that your eyes be opened. But to each one of us, grace. All of us receive grace. Every Christian received grace. They're going to heaven. But they received grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. What is Christ's gift? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. 11, next verse. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. He says the grace that every believer receives is within the measure of the association they have with the gift of Christ. Are you guys with me? And we sit with this problem that many times people go and plant churches or do these things, but they don't have the grace to kind of to run that thing. Okay. So with the measure of grace. So I refused, and many people said to me, plant a church, and I refused it until God would speak to me to say to me, go and plant a church. Listen, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. Let me just see what verse it is. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. Let's see where it is. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number Where's the scripture that says we go from glory to glory? Can someone help me? It's not verse 18. Just give me a second. It is verse 18. I was looking at chapter 4. 3 verse 18. Listen to this. Let's go to verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, Pastor Gebert gave me really just, you know, he was encouraging me the one day. And he said that when he came into our church, he felt a lot of liberty. You know, like you can just be free. There's no judgment. That really touched me. That's what we always wanted. I'm tired of getting into churches with cliques and masks and all this stuff, you know. But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the, say with me, same image, from glory to glory. The word glory to glory means from one state of existence into another state of existence, from one dimension into another dimension, which means that as we behold the glory of God, as the glory of God comes in and you behold it, you'll be translated from one dimension into another dimension. You go from one level to 7 levels to another 7 levels. For what take others 10 years takes you one day. How is it that the Bible says one day in the courts of the Lord is like 1,000 years elsewhere? We're speaking of different dimensions. Are you guys with me? And when you're in that dimension and you give, that dimension affects everything. The speed of your harvest, the speed of your miracle, the speed of the growth that you're growing in the anointing. Who's hungry for the anointing in this place?